It's time for the Waterloo Cougars Coaches Show. Join us as we take a look back at last week's game and look ahead to this week's matchup. Now, with head coach Brad Palmer, here's your host, Chuck Hammer.
Good evening and welcome into the Waterloo Cougars Coaches Show with head coach Brad Palmer. I'm your host, Chuck Hammer, as we look back at the week last week and we'll look ahead to this week's opponent here on our Coaches Show. Coach, before we dive into what happened last week against Shoals Christian, how are you?
Doing well. Got a good cool day outside, so it's a lot more not as miserable for people.
That's exactly right. It's a nice fall. It's starting to feel like fall outside, but it did not last Friday night. I was over at Brooks and our broadcast booth. Now, there were two bigger guys in there, me being one of them. That broadcast booth at the end of the night when I walked out had to be in the high 80s, maybe low 90s. It was extremely warm last Friday night, and I'm looking forward to some football fall weather. I know you and your coaches and your team are as well. It's a lot nicer to play on a cool night than it is when you're out there sweating and having to replenish all that water. But Coach, last Friday night you go over to Shoals Christian. You guys pick up a 38-6 win in your first region ball game.
Yeah, we did. We played well. We've still got several things that we got to work on that we're not pleased with, that we've got to move forward and get better at. But we've talked to the kids about it. We had a junior high game last night, so our practice was a little bit shorter, but we've had a good practice today, and we're going to keep working.
At this point in the year, and I know we've only got 3 weeks into the season for you guys, you played three ball games. How do you assess your team at this point? Let's just start with the offense. I know this past week Palmer was 8 of 10 passing, 154 yards and 3 scores. But as far as your offense is going, what do you like? What are some of the things that you still need to work on?
Well, we've still got several things to work on. Our run game still isn't where it needs to be. We can't just rely on, throwing the football all the time, and we don't want to rely on that. We want to be able to run the football because we're pretty balanced and try to be. That's one thing we've really got to get better at as far as the offense goes.
Defensively, I'm going to ask you the same question. I know that last week you only gave up 6 points, but you're just 2 weeks removed from giving up a 49? Is that what that
– It was.
Against Hubertville. What adjustments do you still need to make on defense, or what things do you like at this point in the season?
Well, we're just inconsistency right now. We're still being inconsistent with some of the stuff that we're doing, still making some of the same mistakes. We're having some penalties that we don't need to have. Some of that's from kids playing really aggressive, which is good. We want that. But they still have to be, you have to be smart on the field, because what will happen is we'll get in games where those penalties will really mean something. So our aggressiveness and stuff has been real well. But just too inconsistent right now at some of the stuff we're doing.
Well, Coach, I saw that you had a lead at the half, 32-6. You had an opportunity to get some guys into the ball game in the second half, probably some younger guys down the depth chart. How valuable was it for them to get some time, and who were some of those guys that did get in there?
It did. We switched some of our offensive linemen, changed quarterbacks. Defensively, we made several changes on defense. It's hard to name, everybody that we did, but they did get a lot of work, which is good, because you're one play away from that person having to play as a starter, and down the road we may need those guys.
We're great friends and fans of all the schools and all the programs around the Shoals area in Colbert and Lauderdale County. And I want to give you a moment to talk about Nick Flanagan and the Shoals Christian team. Coach Flanagan, he's gone through a lot here to start the season, and he's trying to turn that program around. How would you assess Shoals Christian moving into this year and how well they played against you guys?
I think he's doing a great job, especially – I didn't realize really what he had went through the last couple of weeks. And, what he's doing is what we went through my first year here. and it's not easy. I mean, my first year we had three seniors, three juniors, and three sophomores, and I told him that, you know, and it's tough to compete against 11th and 12th graders when you're having to play so many 8th and 9th graders on the field. He's doing a good job, and he will do a good job. I have no doubt. It's going to take time, and if people will allow that to happen, I'm sure he has some kind of a long-term plan that he sees, like we did. I had figured our third year here, we should have a chance to possibly make the playoffs, and we missed it by one game, and then the next year we should make them, and we did. And I'm sure he has something that way too. He's a good coach. Really cares about those kids. Really cares about those kids, and he's going to do a really good job.
Before we take a time out and talk about next week's opponent and how practice has been going and all that good stuff, Coach, I want to ask about one phase of the game that we just don't talk a whole lot about. I know I've asked about your offense and your defense, but special teams 3 weeks into the season, what do you like about that unit, and what do they need to improve on?
Well, we kind of had a replacement. Our kickoff guy, Keon Dixon, kicked off for us the last couple of weeks. Hayden Hester's our kickoff guy and our PAT guy. He's kind of had a little leg ailment the past few weeks, and we've been resting him as far as those duties go. Keon's done a good job punting this year. We still need to work on that also. Getting down the field, we're not doing a great job of that. We're getting people there. We're just not getting enough people. All in all, it's not been bad. It's not hurt us in a game yet, but it's things that we've got to correct, or it will wind up hurting us.
You're 2-1 after 3 weeks of the season. Of course, that big, big region win on Friday night, last Friday night, 38-6. And I guess I told a little bit of a fib there, Coach. One final question before we take the break. How big was it to get off to a great start with a region win with your first region football game?
Oh, it's real important to try to get that one under your belt, and then you can move ahead to the next one. If you can get that first one in region, then you're one step closer to having a playoff berth. So it's real important.
On that note, let's take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll talk about this week's opponent. As we turn the page on Shoals Christian, we'll look ahead to Hackleburg. We'll also find out what's been going on at practice. You're listening to the Waterloo Coaches Show here on Fox Sports Shoals. Welcome back into the Waterloo Coaches Show with head coach Brad Palmer. Chuck Hammer here as we get you ready for this week's matchup against Hackleburg. And Coach, just an interesting note about this football game. You, according to the Alabama Historical Society for High School Football, however that said, you guys have never beaten Hackleburg, 0-18 all time against them. You travel down there on Friday night to take on them. Just kind of one of those things where I know last year we talked about a lot of first for your team. This could be another one of those first for your team if you guys can get that win.
It will be, and there's a reason that we've never beaten them. Hackleburg has a really good football team, and they've had a good program for several years, and their record isn't quite what they would like it to be right now, but that doesn't take away from, the talent that they have and the coaching that they have. They're going to be tough again this year.
Well, Coach, before we dive deep into the opponent, let me ask you, how's practice been this week?
It's not been bad so far. Like we said, we had a JV game last night, so it was a little bit shorter. We did some film work, some conditioning, weights, and stuff that way. Today's practices went really well, so we're moving along okay.
Hackleburg, offensively, what do they do well?
Oh, they've got their offense will revolve around their quarterback, and he's a good one. He's a big kid, probably 6'2", 6'3", about 210, 215, really good athlete. He can throw flat-footed 60 yards, I bet. He's a good runner, just a really good athlete. And they've got some other guys around him that can play also.
Defensively, what do you got to look out for from Hackleburg?
A lot of pressure. I figure we'll get a lot of pressure from them. We always have in the past. So we're going to have to be able to handle the pressure that they give us and try to be able to establish some kind of a running game against it.
How is your team's morale coming into this matchup? I know that they're coming off a win, 2-1. How are the guys doing out there at Waterloo?
Well, they're doing good. Of course, we keep trying to beat in their heads that, you know, nothing's been done yet. We've still got a long way to go. Of course, we've told them, I mean, we've never beaten Hackleburg before. So, you know, the complacency and stuff, we're not going to allow us, you know, to step in. And they just got to understand that we've got a long way to go to be a good football team.
Injury-wise, how did you come out Friday night? I know you mentioned something there about Hayden Hester. Anybody else banged up or just regular bumps and bruises?
Yeah, everything's just regular, and he's healthy now. He'll be able to return to kicking this week. We've got everybody now. They're in pretty good shape, and injury-wise, after three games, we're pretty good.
What do you got to do to get the win on Friday night?
We got to be able to control the ball and move the ball. You know, the last few years we've not had much success doing it because their defense has just been so suffering, or you know, they would just smother us. So we've got to be able to figure out a way to do that, and we're going to have to be able to stop their quarterback. He is a really, really good player, and he's tough to stop. So we're going to have to figure those two things out.
Now, Hackleburg, it's not that long of a drive down the road. I was there recently. Beautiful school, beautiful facility there. I'm sure you're looking for over there at Ray Family Stadium. I'm sure you're looking for a big crowd to show up, and I'm sure you'll have one on Friday night.
Yeah, I have no doubt that we'll have several people travel with us. Our community really supports us well, and they travel well with us. So I'm sure that's going to be – you know, we should take a good group with us, and yeah, their school and facilities they've got are great.
7 o'clock will be the kickoff. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk to you next week, hopefully after a win.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Join us next week for more high school football talk on your sports leader, WSBM.